بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, our sustainer, our creator, our nourisher, our ultimate protector. We begin also by sending peace and salutations upon his beloved messenger, Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I hope that you are all well by the mercy and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope nobody has planted flowers and plants outside yet, because of course this morning we woke up to some white stuff on the ground this morning here in Arwa. Subhanallah, this is probably the first Ramadan in about 15 years perhaps in which we have witnessed snow. Until now, we had become accustomed to Ramadan with humidex values and hot sunshine. But as Ramadan comes back 10 days each year, it will be becoming cooler for about the next 15 years or so. And subhanAllah, the question is, you know, how many of us will be around to witness Ramadan in the summer again? Only Allah knows. But in this is a reminder to us that no situation remains the same forever. Every challenge, every struggle will never stay the same forever. But also, you know, every joy and every happiness also has to pass. The only joy and happiness that is going to be eternal, that is going to be forever, is that of Jannah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that what is the example of this worldly life in comparison to the hereafter, then one of you dripping his finger in the sea. Then one of you dripping his finger in the sea. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described the example of this dunya. مَا مَثَلُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَثَلُ مَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِصْبَعَهُ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيَنْتَظِرْ بِمَا يَرْجِعَ. What is the example of this world? In a world, this worldly life, in comparison to the hereafter, other than one of you dipping his finger in the sea, let him see what he brings forth. Right? This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Now, that also means that every challenge, every struggle, is also temporary. Right? When think of a long car ride or a long plane ride, when we are in it, it seems like it is never going to end. But every trip of ours so far, right, every trip of ours so far has ended, and most chances are that we have actually forgotten how long it actually was. Now, there are some signs of hope on the horizon that our current situation may be easing. It has been difficult for many, not just financially, but also in terms of loss of life, in terms of people losing loved ones, including many Muslims, especially in places like Toronto, in New York, and in the UK. Subhanallah, our friends and our relatives have been telling us, and we have been hearing about the great toll that this pandemic has taken by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on many people, including many of our brothers and sisters. So it has been very, very difficult. And subhanAllah, you know, we should be, of course, making dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of those who have passed as shuhada. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief to all of their loved ones. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. At one Muslim funeral home, for example, in New York, there were reports that they were conducting perhaps 20 to 30 janazas, funerals a month. And now all of a sudden, they are doing 15 a day. And that is a huge jump, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the status of those who have returned to him. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. The reality is, my brothers and sisters, that the numbers, the number of cases and deaths are still going up, even here in Ontario, although the rate of increase has slowed down. And now there is a push to get the restrictions lifted. I'm sure that, you know, all of us are looking forward to the days when we can stand for Salah together, when we can offer Friday prayer together, inshallah, when we can even meet each other again, shake hands with each other, hug each other. Such great blessings, subhanAllah, that we never realized were blessings until they were taken away. Now, of course, I'm sure that there are probably other plans as well. So perhaps there's a trip that you're looking forward to, some family gatherings, dinner parties, of course, perhaps going to the mall, going to the cottage, going on a trip into the countryside. But my brothers and sisters, here's the big question, which will define this pandemic. So here is the big question that will define this pandemic and this Ramadan for us all. And here's that question. The question is, what positive change, what positive changes is this experience going to bring into our lives? Once again, what positive changes is this experience going to bring into our lives? Or are we going to go back to how we were before? Again, the question is for us to reflect upon. Of course, you don't need to answer to anyone except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask within yourself and answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what positive changes is this experience, is this pandemic going to bring into my life? How am I going to change for the better? Or am I going to go back to how I was before? And this is a very important question, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some examples in the Quran that I would like to share with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Al-Hud, Ayah 12, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهُ مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَى ضُرٍّ مَسَّهُ كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whenever someone is touched by hardship, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ, whenever someone is touched by hardship, what do? دَعَانَا, they cry out to us. They call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make dua. لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even gives us the state, the condition in which we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are touched by hardship and when we are touched by adversity. In what condition? Allah says, whether lying on their side, sitting or standing. So such is the state of the dua of the human being when touched by adversity, when touched by tragedy, when touched by hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضَرَّهُ, but when we relieve their hardship, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieves the hardship of the human being, مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَى ضُرٍ مَسَّهُ, they return to their old ways as if they had never cried to us to remove any hardship. Subhanallah. Isn't it true that when we find ourselves in a situation, in a challenge, in a sudden calamity, in a sudden, challenging situation, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say, Ya Allah, please remove this hardship. Oh Allah, please cure me. Oh Allah, please cure our loved ones. Oh Allah, please remove this difficulty. Oh Allah, please remove my debt. Oh Allah, please help me in this exam. Oh Allah, please help me with my job. We make dua. And it's good to make dua. It's good to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because that is what we should do. But what we learn from this ayah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He responds to our dua, when He grants us relief after hardship, He is looking for something from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for something beyond the removal of that hardship, beyond the removal of that calamity, beyond the relief that we receive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This is how the misdeeds of the transgressors have been made appealing to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this type of behavior is that of the transgressors, that when they are stricken by affliction, by hardship, They make dua, right? And it's a good thing to make dua. They cry out in every state, while sitting, while standing, while even lying down, they are making dua. However, this is the difference between the transgressors versus the mu'mineen, the muttaqeen, the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And that is that the transgressors, they act as if nothing had happened. Once that difficulty is removed, it's as if nothing had happened, and they go back to their old ways. Whereas the believers, the people of taqwa, the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, they learn lessons from these tragedies. They bring positive change into their life, and it has a positive impact on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same surah then gives us a more detailed example. And so vivid, subhanAllah, like the imagery, right? Like it's so beautifully detailed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, that he is the one who enables you to travel through land and sea. Of course, something we are very accustomed to nowadays, right? To travel, of course, locally, domestically, nationally, internationally, we are used to travel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that he is the one. He is the one who enables us to travel through land and sea. حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ, and it so happens that you are on ships. And we see how cruise ships and cruise trips, cruise lines have been impacted. Cruises have been impacted by this pandemic, right? This was top of the news, top of the headlines, especially at the beginning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ, and it so happens that you're on the ships. وَجَرَيْنَا بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبَةٍ, sailing with a favorable wind. Okay, so you imagine a nice breeze, you're going in the ocean, it's a beautiful scene, the breeze is blowing, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us then further, وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا, and it is to the delight of the passengers. The people are enjoying their time on the cruise. So you can imagine it's a very large cruise ship. It could be smaller as well. People are enjoying their time. The breeze, there's a nice light breeze blowing. And, you know, people are eating, they are drinking, they are playing, they are swimming, maybe engaged in haram as well. They're gambling, they're drinking, whatever it is that they're doing, they're relaxing. You know, so people are enjoying their time on the cruise. And this is why people go on cruises for. Nobody goes on a cruise to travel, right? Nobody says, well, let me get on a cruise ship from Fort Lauderdale or wherever in Florida, you know, or in California so that I can go and travel to the Bahamas and live there. No, nobody goes for traveling, go for enjoyment, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing that. He says, وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا, they are, you know, enjoying it. It's to their delight, and, you know, they're enjoying the breeze, they're enjoying the time on their ship. جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. And then suddenly what happens? The ships are overcome by gale wind, by a strong wind, and those on board are overwhelmed by the waves from every side, right? So for those of you who are aware of the Titanic, right, the actual story, and then of course the movie as well, you know what happened, right? So people are enjoying their time, and all of a sudden, right, in the case of the Titanic, it wasn't a wave, it was an iceberg. But you imagine that all of a sudden wave comes, a sudden wind comes, and all of a sudden the ship is now being tossed from right to left. And subhanAllah, it so happens even with current day cruise liners, cruise ships, these massive ships with 3,000-4,000 people on board, that so happens that, you know, sometimes there's a big storm, a huge storm, and everything starts getting thrown around. There was a video I remember not too long ago that, you know, that happened, subhanAllah, on a cruise ship. All the tables and chairs, everything, you know, in the dining room, in the various halls, being thrown from one side to the other side. People who are standing, you know, just going from one end to the other, and subhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing that suddenly the ships are overcome by gale wind and those on board are overwhelmed, right? وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. They are overwhelmed by waves from every side. And what happens at that point? Imagine you are on that cruise ship, and all of a sudden you experience this scenario, all of a sudden, right? Or even on a plane, right? All of a sudden, there's turbulence. I've experienced that flying from Cairo to Medina. I think I've mentioned it before. And subhanAllah, you know, there's a spot over the Red Sea. Suddenly, like, there's always, almost always, there's turbulence there. And everyone's enjoying their meals, and they're just having a normal, you know, experience. Alhamdulillah, they're excited about arriving in the city of Medina, in the city of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And all of a sudden, the turbulence starts. And usually, it's pretty bad turbulence. And all of a sudden, everyone starts making dua, you know, these elderly ladies, you know, felt so bad for them, that, you know, all of a sudden, everyone's getting scared and making dua, they're like, ya tu an-nafsu al-mutma'inna, irji' ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, you know, they're making dua, they're reciting verses of the Quran, remembering death, like it's a completely different experience, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, so the people are overwhelmed by waves from every side, and what do they think? وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ, right? And they assume that they are doomed, they assume that it is surrounding them, and that is it. دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين, and they cry out to Allah alone in sincere devotion. Doesn't matter who you are, right? When you're in that situation on the ship, on the plane, and you fear that it's going to crash now, everyone is making dua because everyone is helpless, or everyone is always helpless anyway, right? Only Allah is there to help us. But at that moment, we realize, everyone realizes they're helpless. Even the atheist, even the person who does not believe in Allah, who has been doing kufr and has been denying, at that moment, when a person realizes that there's no hope left and this flight is doomed, then everyone is making dua. Every single person on the plane is probably making dua and saying, oh God, ya Allah, oh God, oh God, they're making dua, because the original fitrah comes back. The original default setting with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us actually comes back in those moments. So everyone is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, دَعَوَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, they're crying out to Allah alone in sincere devotion. Right now, just previously, they were enjoying themselves. But now all of a sudden, their sincere devotion, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, sincere devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And what is their dua? لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. If you save us from this, we will certainly be grateful. If you save us, ya Allah, only this time, oh Allah, please accept my dua. Oh Allah, relieve this hardship. Oh Allah, please protect me. I don't want to drown. I don't want to die in this plane crash. Oh Allah, please protect me. Oh Allah, please protect me. Oh Allah, I will be grateful. I will be grateful. Oh Allah, please, please, I will change myself. Oh Allah, please protect me. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the dua that people are making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. But as soon as He rescues them, as soon as He rescues them, so you say, okay, all of a sudden the wind stops, you know, the ship comes back to normal, everything is fine, everyone realizes, oh, okay, they start clapping, you know, whatever they say, they're relieved, okay, or the plane is suddenly rescued from the turbulence stops, and I've seen that, right? The moment the turbulence stops, it's normal, everyone goes back. Right, you go back to what you were doing before. You go back to your old ways, right? I mean, they were just having a meal, so, and it was not Ramadan, so alhamdulillah, there's nothing wrong with having that meal. Subhanallah, you know, we just revert back. We go back to how we were before. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the same thing. As soon as He rescues them, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, they transgress in the land unjustly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, talking to all of us, talking to all human beings, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, your transgression is only against yourselves, against your own souls. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that there is only brief enjoyment in this worldly life. The transgression is only against your own selves, your own souls. And there's only brief enjoyment in this worldly life. And then to us is your to return. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَنُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. To us is your return, and then we will inform you of what you used to do. Right? So you see, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these beautiful examples in the Quran, right? So profound examples, so real life, so vivid. But of course, we would only know if we recite the Quran, if we ponder and reflect upon the meanings of the Quran, which is, of course, so important to do, not just in Ramadan, but also outside of Ramadan as well, inshallah. So we see, my brothers and sisters, from these verses, we see clearly that this type of behavior is unacceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This type of behavior is unacceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that once we are afflicted with a calamity, with a tragedy, with a challenge, we make dua to Allah, but then once it is removed, we go back to our old ways. And we continue transgressing, or we continue as we were doing before. This is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. So mashallah, you know, so far this Ramadan, I hope we have had many opportunities to listen to inspiring reminders and lectures and talks from mashallah, the many, many scholars who are sharing them online. There's some great material online, mashallah, that many scholars from around the world are offering. And I hope that you and your family are tuning in and listening to them. So the question I'd like to leave you with today then is, how is this pandemic, how is this crisis going to change you? How are you going to make sure that you go back to that you end up in a better state than you were before the pandemic? What changes can you bring to your behavior, to your spirituality, to your life that will make you a better, more responsible human being? And most importantly, a better servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So that is the question for all of us. Since we are also now, you know, at the midway point of the month of Ramadan, let us also ask ourselves that, how has it been going? Right? Well, let me ask you, you don't have to answer to me, answer to yourself. How has it been going? How is your recitation of Quran going? What impact is the fasting having on you? What is the state of your salah? The fard prayers, the obligatory prayers, and the night prayers. How are your du'as? Are you feeling anything in your heart? Right? Has there been any improvement in your life? How is your conduct towards your family members? Right? What is the state of your charity? Right? What is the state of your sincerity, the feeling in your heart, your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? So ask yourself that, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever is mindful of Allah, whoever has the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes a way out for them. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And provides for them from sources that they could never imagine. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, then He alone is sufficient for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Certainly Allah achieves His will. قَدَ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدَرًا. Allah has already set a destiny for every single thing. So inshallah, my brothers and sisters, let us make dua. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we praise You and we thank You. O Allah, we praise You and we thank You for all of Your blessings, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, all praise and our thanks are for You and for You alone, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, You have blessed us in so many ways, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, You have brought us to this blessed month, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, You gave us this beautiful chance and this beautiful opportunity once again, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we are Your weak servants. O Allah, You are fully aware of all of our shortcomings, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, You are fully aware of all of our weaknesses, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we are sinners. O Allah, we are in a filthy spiritual state. O Allah, we have made so many mistakes over the past year, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we have committed so many sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, so many sins and mistakes. Some we realize, but there's so many others we don't even realize that we have committed, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, You have given us so much hope with regards to Your mercy and Your forgiveness. O Allah, You have told us that You will forgive us even if our sins amount to the foam on the sea, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, even if our sins amount from land all the way up to the sky, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, You have said that You will forgive us. O Allah, we seek Your forgiveness, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, please guide us and show us the way. O Allah, make us those who are upon Sirat al-Mustaqim, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, make us the way You want us to be, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, please purify our hearts. O Allah, please forgive all of our shortcomings. O Allah, please rectify our hearts and our deeds, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, please protect all of our loved ones. O Allah, please bless us with halal income. O Allah, please bless us with health and safety. O Allah, please cure those who are ill. O Allah, please relieve those who are in pain. O Allah, please relieve those who are in pain. O Allah, please relieve the suffering of those who are suffering. O Allah, please make us the people of goodness in this life and the next, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, for many years we have been striving to establish Your house in this area, Ya Allah. O Allah, we have been striving and trying to establish Your house for Your worship, the first one in this area in Canada, Ya Allah. O Allah, after many years You have guided us and have given us a great properties, Alhamdulillah. O Allah, we thank You, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, You have enabled us, O Allah, to pay them off. Ya Allah, we thank You for that, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, You have guided people. You have given strength to them to support our project, Ya Allah. O Allah, we thank You for that, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, we ask You to grant them the best of rewards, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, now things had finally started moving. O Allah, then this pandemic came. O Allah, this situation came. O Allah, You are the best of planners. O Allah, we ask You, O Allah, we ask You please to make the situation easy for us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, please guide us out of this situation, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, please grant us the best masjid, Ya Allah. O Allah, in the best way possible, in the best design possible. O Allah, with the best environment possible, the way that You love it to be, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, please grant it to us as soon as possible, Ya Rabbil Alameen, or whenever You know it is best for us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, make this journey easy for us. O Allah, please simplify our tasks. O Allah, these look like big figures, big projects, big acts, big jobs that need to be done. O Allah, but nothing is big for You. O Allah, everything is tiny and easy for You, Ya Allah. O Allah, You say kun and it becomes fayakun. O Allah, please make this easy and make this masjid a reality for us. Ya Rabbal Alameen, with all ease, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please shower your mercy and forgiveness upon all of those who are returned to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, oh Allah, our grandparents, all of our ancestors, oh Allah, till the beginning of time, oh Allah, and all of our progeny till the end of time. Oh Allah, please forgive and protect all of them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please unite us all, oh Allah, every single member of our progeny, every single one of our ancestors. Oh Allah, please unite us all in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please cure all of our brothers and sisters who are ill. Oh Allah, please grant them relief. Oh Allah, remove everything harmful from their bodies and even our bodies, Ya Allah, because we don't know which illnesses lie within our bodies. Oh Allah, our brother Saud Alam, who is undergoing cancer treatment. Oh Allah, please grant him a speedy recovery, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, our brother Dr. Habibur Rahman, who is in advanced stages of colon cancer. Oh Allah, please grant him a speedy recovery as well, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all of our brothers and sisters, especially those locally that we know, that we are aware of, who are enduring and suffering long-term injuries, long-term continuous pain. Oh Allah, physical injuries. Oh Allah, mental health challenges. Oh Allah, please cure them all. Oh Allah, please remove their hardships and their pain, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all of those who are ill or at risk of becoming ill, oh Allah, through your mercy, oh Allah, in this month of mercy, oh Allah, please cure them all, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, you are the protector. Oh Allah, you are the healer. Oh Allah, you are the one who can heal anyone, oh Allah, and everyone. Oh Allah, please cure all of those who are in pain. Oh Allah, please cure all of those who are in the hospitals right now. Oh Allah, all of those who are ill, oh Allah, and their family members are in pain, in grief. Oh Allah, please make the situation easy for them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect them and all of us from all types of illnesses and pain, all types of suffering, O Allah, through your power and your might. Remove their hardships, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, we are indeed helpless in front of you, Ya Allah. O Allah, please protect us and all of our fellow human beings. O Allah, in this world and in the hereafter, O Allah, in this world especially, protect all the healthcare professionals, those who are serving others, the first responders, the workers in the stores, the relief workers, O Allah, the transit workers, O Allah, anyone who is going out to serve others, O Allah, please protect them. O Allah, please envelop them in your special protection, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, please grant relief to all of those in pain, who are in grief, who are in stress and anxiety. O Allah, please replace it with happiness and joy and peace, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, please grant us a good return to you during this life, at the end of this life, and on the Day of Judgment. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. My brothers and sisters, I would like to give a special thanks to all of those who have responded to our appeal, who have contributed, mashallah. You know, I know it is not easy, and I know that, you know, these are challenging times. So whatever amount you have donated, this is really a testament to your love, testament of your love and attachment for the work of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and attachment to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal take whatever you have given and allow it to grow manifold 700 times, even more, Ya Rabbal Alameen, O Allah, so that you get the greatest ajr in this world and especially in the hereafter. A great surprise on the Day of Judgment for you, for all of my brothers and sisters who have given for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless you all. May Allah protect your progeny. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all of you in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. As we said last week, you know, the current situation is presenting a challenge to us. Of course, we need the funds to build the Masjid and Center building. But of course, like all nearly all Muslim organizations, we depend on the month of Ramadan, or the month of Ramadan is when the bulk of the donations come in through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what allows us to continue our work through the year and move forward with the project. But out of respect for the situation and the situation that some of the masajid are in, we have brought down our Ramadan expectations. Normally, mashallah, tabarakallah, with your generous support, we have raised $750,000, even $800,000, mashallah, which was, subhanallah, amazing, a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this Ramadan, we are just aiming for $250,000 out of respect for the situation that our brothers and sisters are in and for that some of the masajid are in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them all. Now, this will have an impact, as I said last week, on our project timelines. We don't know exactly what. We are trying to move forward as quickly as possible. But right now, we cannot say what impact it's going to have. But definitely, when the funds go down, that will likely slow down our work. We have set a target of $250,000 for this Ramadan, which inshallah we hope will be doable with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with your generous support. Now, half of the month of Ramadan has passed, right? It's 15 days in, and we have reached 24% of our goal. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, 24 is better than 20, it's better than 10, alhamdulillah. So we do not complain, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are grateful to everyone who has contributed, jazakumullahu khaira, but we need to pick up the space because we're at 24%, yet Ramadan is already 50% gone. Okay, so today, my brothers and sisters, we are kindly seeking 130 people who can donate $500 each. After tax credit, inshallah, it will only be about $340, less than a dollar a day for the year. And that will help us reach 50% today, inshallah. This is my hope, my dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbal Alameen, please enable us to reach 50% of our goal or even more today. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So please, if you can, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it in your heart. Make the intention right now between you and Allah. There's no hand raising. There's no pressure. You know, no need to tell me. You know, inshallah, make the intention in your heart for 500 or more if you can, or if less, no problem, inshallah. Go to canadamuslims.ca/donate and you can find the best way that you can donate. You can donate online. There's multiple methods. You can send an e-transfer. You can even pay with installments or monthly online as well. You set it up and it's automatic. You can mail a check. You can drop off a check or cash, or we can come with the machine to your home and you can pay, of course, curbside donation, inshallah, or contactless, inshallah. So, you know, please make the intention and whatever you're able to do. If you can't do, like I said, if you can't do 500, then no problem, right? Because every single dollar is valuable to us, and certainly in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And it's the intention that matters most, right? Not the amount. Yes, the amounts are important in terms of our goals, but at the end of the day, it's the intention and the sincerity that matters most, inshallah. So we do have a link on our website for Zakatul Fitr and Zakatul Mal. That, for the Zakat funds, we try to direct towards the poor and the needy as much as possible, right? Because there are people in need, especially nowadays. So we prefer that we use the Zakat funds to help the poor and the needy. And we use our other donations, the other sadaqat, inshallah, for establishing this masjid and for this work, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairah for all of your contributions. So my brother, once again to you, like last week, my brothers and sisters, my appeal to you is that if you are not impacted, then please give as you normally would have. Even more if you can, to make up for those who are not able to give. Inshallah, this Ramadan will stand out in your book of deeds. If you are impacted financially, then we certainly sympathize with you, encourage you to give whatever you can, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the floodgates, gates of halal sustenance for you, inshallah, and reward you greatly for your sincerity and your effort. And giving in this state of adversity, inshallah, will certainly shine on the Day of Judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He rewards you in the greatest way. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So make your intention, inshallah, as Allah with the witness, as Allah as your witness, then go to canadamuslims.ca/donate, and inshallah, you can seal the ajr, inshallah, before something happens and before it becomes too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you by 700 times or more. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. The important announcement today, my brothers and sisters, is that, alhamdulillah, there has been a great effort by some brothers and sisters in our community, mashallah, jazakumullahu khairah. Halal dhabiha meat and Ramadan food kits have been delivered, alhamdulillah, to the Kanata food cupboard. This is our local food bank which serves everyone. And now those halal meat, halal dhabiha packets of meat and Ramadan meal kits are available for any Muslim family in need. So please contact the Kanata food cupboard. The food phone number is 613-836-7847. Once again, if someone wants to type this out in the comments box, 613-836-7847. Once again, 613-836-7847 is the phone number for the Kanata Food Cupboard. That's the local food bank. And you can call and ask for Ramadan packages by KMA and ask for the halal meat, inshallah. And you will receive that halal food, especially in this month of Ramadan, inshallah. I want to give special thanks to all of those who worked very hard to make this happen. Mashallah, a great team, especially Brother Abdul Ghani, Brother Ashfaq, Brother Mahmoud, Brother Isam, and mashallah, everyone who contributed, who dropped off non-perishable food items, who contributed financially and who helped deliver the packages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you handsomely in this world and in the hereafter. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, let us make our dua and then we will wrap up. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد أنت قيم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد لك ملك السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت ملك السماوات والأرض ولك الحمد أنت الحق ووعدك الحق ولقاؤك حق وقولك حق والجنة حق والنار حق والنبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق والساعة حق اللهم لك أسلمنا وبك آمنا وعليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وبك خاصمنا وإليك حاكمنا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت، ولا يعز من عاديت، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم بارك لنا في رمضان، اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، اللهم تقبل صيامنا، اللهم تقبل قيامنا وصالح أعمالنا يا رب العالمين، اللهم اجعل صيامنا فيه صيام الصائمين، وقيامنا فيه قيام القائمين، وهب لنا فيه اليسر والعافية، إنك على شيء على كل شيء قدير، وقربنا إلى مرضاتك، وجنبنا فيه من سخطك ونقماتك، ووفقنا فيه لقراءة آياتك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار، اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين، اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك، اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعفو عنهم واكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس، اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك، اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب، اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة، اللهم إنا نسألك خير المسألة وخير الدعاء وخير النجاح وخير العمل وخير الثواب وخير الحياة وخير الممات يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن، اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها، اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، اللهم اسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام ومن سيء الإسقام يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم نحن الفقراء إليك، اللهم نحن الفقراء إليك وأنت الغني عنا يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم ارحم ضعفنا واجبر كسرنا وتولى أمرنا يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم سلمنا وسلم منا يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا واسعا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ويقينا صادقا وشفاء من كل داء، اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما، اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة، اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا، وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فاقبضنا إليك غير مفتونين، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من قلب لا يخشع ودعاء لا يسمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن علم لا ينفع، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والبخل والجبن وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك، اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة، اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة وعند الموت شهادة وبعد الموت جنة، اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة، اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة، اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم واصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين، اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم احفظ إخواننا، اللهم انصر إخواننا، اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان، خصوصا في بورما وفي فلسطين وفي الصين وفي كشمير وفي الهند وفي سريلانكا وفي سوريا وفي العراق وفي اليمن وفي الصومال وفي أفغانستان وفي ليبيا وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان، وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين، واخذل من خذل عبادك المؤمنين. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين، ونفس كرب المكروبين، واقض الدين على المدينين، واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. جزاكم الله خيرا. My brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you. Please go ahead and offer your prayers, inshallah. And we look forward to seeing you at half an hour before sunset, inshallah, around 7:50 p.m. for KMA Sunset Live, inshallah. And of course, KMA Quran Live with Sheikh Lu'ay and myself at 9:30 p.m., inshallah, happening nightly. We will have, inshallah, KMA Gems for teen girls tomorrow at 3 p.m. You can register at kanadamuslims.ca/KMA Gems, inshallah, or kanadamuslims.ca/gems, sorry about that, inshallah. Real talk for boys also happening for teenagers at 6 p.m. tomorrow, kanadamuslims.ca/striveboys is where you register. If you haven't registered for Strive yet, inshallah, we will have a zakat presentation 7 p.m. on Sunday, inshallah. Join us at kanadamuslims.ca/live. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.